The Giants made some big splashes in free agency. What were your initial thoughts when you saw this haul of players coming in?
I'm excited. I think it's the right time to make these moves, these acquisitions. I think it's sort of a perfect storm of new head coach, a lot of money to spend, and some great players to bring on to the Giants. So I'm excited. I'm very excited. I think it's gonna make everybody from ownership down excited about the 2016 season. I think you'll see the enthusiasm at training camp. I think in the locker room. I think on the field. I know that Eli is very excited. I know, you know, a number of the other veteran players are excited, and it just, it's all about the fans, and the fans are thrilled. And if we can, you know, if we can improve this club in 2016, I can't think of anything that's going to, you know, make the fans and Giants family happier.
Was your sense when the season ended and going into the period of free agency that, boy, we better do something to upgrade this defense?
Yeah, I mean, clearly the last couple of seasons we saw where, you know, where we need to be better. And part of the way to be better is to get better. Put players on both sides of the ball that are going to have more impact and you know, make the New York Giants a much more competitive team in the NFL. So the moves that Jerry made, I'm thrilled about. I couldn't be happier.
You were very excited when Ben McAdoo was hired.
Yes.
In January.
I'm still excited.
I was going to say.
A couple of months later. Yeah.
You know, you've had dealings with Ben and, you know, just the way he's gone about his business since then. You know, just your thoughts on Ben.
I think he's a first-rate guy. You know, it's a little premature because he's been great for me and John Mara to deal with and for Jerry to deal with and for his coaches to work with. But until he gets those players in front of him, which is coming up pretty soon, that's when his job really starts. But I think he's going to be a terrific, terrific head coach. I think he's going to be a leader. I think he's going to be very accessible to the players. I happen to think that a head coach who's 38 years old is a good thing, not a bad thing. What he lacks in experience, I think he's got it in his brain, in his enthusiasm, in his passion, and he knows the game. And he's just a great communicator, and I love his enthusiasm. I think that has tremendous value.
And we're here at the league meetings. What are some of the things that the owners have been talking about of importance that fans will be interested in?
Well, I think. I think there's a tremendous desire on behalf of the league to share advances in technology, especially how it's going to impact the fans and their in-stadium experience. Certainly technology for the fans that watch on traditional television sets, now computers, iPads, and now mobile is sort of one of the biggest platforms of all the ways to watch an NFL game. And I think ownership across the whole league is fascinated by, you know, the game in 2016. How to make the fan experience better, how to bring in younger fans to the game and into the stadiums. And all of these challenges I think are great, and it's exciting as opposed to confusing or, you know, scary. It's I love it. One thing I think about the NFL is they are so on top of, you know, technology and the role technology is going to play and the importance of the fan experience and how to really tell 32 owners that the fan experience is so important and building a new fan base for millennials and Gen X. And it's exciting. You know, it's certainly football is a generational experience, grandfathers, fathers, sons. And to capture that in 2016 going forwards presents challenges, but I think the challenges are all very, very exciting.